Transnational commercial, Thailand. Thailand has developed a positive trade balance pattern as a net exporter of goods and services, which pre-COVID was approximately 67% exports and 57% imports as a portion of GDP. However, including oil in the calculations makes Thailand a net importer with a negative trade balance with the rest of the world. Rubber, cars and machinery, fruits and other food products, rice, jewellery and precious stones, chemicals and tech products all form the makeup of the Thai export economy. Thailand continues to develop and liberalise its custom tariff practices and offers a wide range of promoted business, economical and legal incentives for activities in certain commercial business segments. These range from tax breaks for machine imports, exceeding the normal threshold of foreign ownership in a business up to a maximum of 100%, allowing the employment of more foreign workers than in a non-promoted business, and one-stop services for various administrative processes for operations. Thailand also operates its trading platform by reference to international standards, and many exports and merchants adopt the ICC Incoterms, which were most recently updated for 2020. The use of these Incoterms allows a uniform understanding of the critical conditions of supply and delivery and allocates risk and costs between the parties without the need for extensive negotiations of agreements, which would hinder the necessary expediency of trade. Legal services in trade is as diverse as the practices, market and market participants. Traders may need assistance with sale and purchase agreements, supply agreements, shipping agreements and arrangements, resolving shipping delays and disputes, negotiating release of goods from state officials with disputed tariffs and regulations, conducting legal due diligence on distributors and formalising contractual arrangements, setting up employment structures and contracts, or outsourcing through service and consultancy agreements. The wave of digitalization has also created challenges and opportunities for the tech companies and suppliers of products for the traders to license or use in their systems. Trade is dynamic, requires speed and efficiency, the correct degree of certainty and risk management, and this requires a similar mindset from any advisors in the process. Thailand's system is predominantly Thai language oriented, including State Department operations, and therefore the interaction between client and third parties must be managed effectively and clearly, taking into account issues that language and communication differences can create.